I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't know where you were going with the three four packs. That's good.
The maroon will take care of them little kitties, some little cougs. They'll be fine.
Again, Tyler, real quick, that is an exhibition game at the Petita Center. As you're talking trash, really, what we're honing in on there is that all proceeds will benefit the affected by Hurricane Beryl. So that's what the focus is. Not being a hard ass and trying to beat the brakes off of a fan talking trash. It's about the people who had issues and were affected by Hurricane Beryl. Call 713-GO-COUGS or visit UHCougars.com. Tickets/tickets to get those tickets right now. So, but we got a 3-4 packs for you to have a chance to win those. Also, two $25 Visa gift cards as well. So we will be hooking you up your chance to win all of those items coming up here in just a bit. All right, Clint, as we are here at Buffalo Wild Wings, C.J. Stroud, this offense has been a big major point of conversation. So has the offensive line. So has Bobby Slowick. And there's some thoughts in two different mindsets. I want to play Mina Kimes first. She's ESPN, NFL Live, does a ton of work there. She talks about her thoughts about where, if there's any concern with C.J. Stroud with the slow start.
Here is my fear with C.J. Stroud. He is beginning to be the new Justin Herbert for me, where every week on tape, I'm like, this dude is putting out some of the best throws I've seen of any quarterback, and yet everything around him is crumbling. He's constantly in third and long. They're constantly running the ball with no success and early downs. I am starting to really worry because we're about halfway into the season. This should be a Super Bowl team, but Alex, it feels like the infrastructure around him is not good enough right now.
All right, that's Mina Kimes.
My 5-2 crowd is going to hate that.
Boy, that's Mina Kimes.
Yeah, boy. Hey, just let them do whatever they want to do. They're 5-2, man. They're going to hate that.
Now, she has some concerns. I think a lot of her concerns is what's around CJ and how that can affect him.
She must have watched the tape.
She gave the example of Justin Herbert, and we've seen that become different. Here is Alex Smith. Former NFL quarterback. He also works at ESPN as well. This is his thoughts in regards to C.J. Stroud.
I'm so torn on this because I am an enormous C.J. Stroud fan. I have two sons that both want to play football, and my oldest wants to play quarterback. And I've thought about this. Like, if I were to pick one quarterback that you could, like, watch and be like, this is what it looks like. This is what playing quarterback looks like. I think I would pick C.J. Stroud. When you talk about, like, classically, beautifully playing quarterback, like, it is so fundamental. He makes it look so easy. He is so dialed in. He is so sound. It's so crazy to say about a second-year player. Like, it's absurd. I even think in some ways he's more fundamental than Joe Burrow. He's had, you know, two rough games, maybe two of his roughest games of his career this season. Both of them, I think, are two of the best teams in football. Although they played against. He went on the road to Minnesota and he went on the road to Green Bay. Watching that film, though, there wasn't anything he missed out there. There wasn't a lot of opportunities. This O-line struggled. They got pick stunted five different times up front. I think they're going to be fine.
All right. Which space do you land on? Alex Smith thinks they're going to be fine. Mina Kimes has some concerns about what's around CJ that can affect him. Which place are you leaning towards, Clint?
Well, right now, this week, without a doubt, I'm leaning more towards exactly what Mina Kimes said. Now, I think they both said pretty much the same thing in a sense of it's more what's around C.J. Stroud, and C.J.'s going to be fine. I agree with that. C.J.'s going to be fine. I'm the last of my concern is C.J. It's definitely what's around him. But, yeah, I mean, if the question is, the concern level of what's around C.J. Stroud as you bump it up against all of our expectations, which – at one point in time, really two different points this year, we're Super Bowl caliber football team, then you've got to be concerned. I mean, there's no way around it. You got zero separation from what has been said to be one of the best wide receiving cores in all of football. Even without Nico Collins, you're still viewed as one of the top 10 wide receiver groups and pass catching groups in football. And I mean, you got a $12 million tight end. You got two tackles that are two of the highest paid left and right tackles in the game. And you got a second round center. You got an offensive coordinator that was being courted as a head coach. And it's been, again, as Alex said, the two toughest games this year, two best opponents they've played. It's been an absolute mess show. So, yeah, look, I don't know how one could not be concerned about what we've seen from the Texans to date. I mean, unless you're just to sit in the mezzanine level and be cool with 5-2, that's fine.
Is that the 5-2 crowd?
They're that Astros crowd that sits up in that mezzanine level, them club seats, and just cool with whatever decisions are made until it matters, and then all of a sudden it's
who's your daddy now?
Yeah, it's a major issue until Abreu is messing the bed so bad you can no longer deny it.
Well, this is then, not good.
Yeah, then all of a sudden you want to get him out of town, but the first. You know, until he got sent to the Gulf Coast League, it was no big deal. Let them do their job. Let them do their pros. Let them do their job. They know more than you. Yeah, I mean, they're 5-2. It's a good spot to sit in. Beyond the record being 5-2, and right now you have a lead in the division. Beyond that, if you check the box score, you watch the film. There are some serious issues that, contrary to what D'Amico and Nick, now, by the way, listen to Nick's audio, and Nick is preaching the same thing. It's not easily fixed. It's not just one game, let's move on. Now, they've got a lot of talent. They got some really good players. They got some dudes that should be playing significantly better than they are, so they can fix it, but it's damn sure a big deal.
No, for me, Clint, I'm not where Alex Smith is. His dismount was, I think they'll be fine. I think there's a chance there. And right now, I'm not concerned. And this is specifically about CJ. I'm not concerned, but I am checked up though. I am checked up to see. All right, teams like last week was against the Vikings. All right, we saw that pressure. I think we saw it a little bit against the Bills too in the second half. We saw it against the Bears. Sunday, the helmets flown and tossed, visibly frustrated and upset. You can see it, the anger, and you could see that, A, it affected him because there were moments where he didn't need to take off out of the pocket, and he did. There were moments where he started to move because that internal clock, you understand, starts to maybe go off a little early. I'm not there yet, but if there's another performance, Clint, to where the pressure looks like it is clearly taking him out of his game, and he's not handling the pressure well, then now we got evidence of at least two or three times where the pressure's not handled. We saw him against the Vikings. We saw him throw a pick that, you know, he just – there are balls we never saw him throw last year. We're just behind people. We saw him miss some throws. We saw him make that weird decision to tank. Again, I don't care what Bobby Slowick and them say today. That was just – that's not a decision that they were probably expecting CJ to make. So, to me, if we get to a space where we see a different CJ Stroud with and there's pressure coming and it looks like he is struggling and there's frustration again and he's not handling it, to me, then there's a look of, all right, teams are damn sure going to keep doing this. You know, is this something that's getting to him?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, look, if it comes at the rate of Minnesota or Green Bay or even Chicago, it's going to get to him. I mean, it should get to them all. I mean, it just, you know, like Alex said, I mean, there's just, you know, there's not very much, if any, that he missed. I mean, there's just not, and he's getting his ass kicked while he's out there. And it's just, if that keeps going on, you're going to see a real frustration.
You mean no outlaw Mc?
Well, I don't know about that. You might see a lot more of that guy, too, instead of touchdown pass.
Yeah, there you go. He's going to be kicking more.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.